Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. All right, today we're going to start out with some news about Facebook. Interesting stuff. Facebook programs computers to describe photos for the blind. Facebook is training its computers to become seeing eye guides for blind and visually impaired people as they scroll through the pictures posted on the world's largest online social network. The feature on Facebook's iPhone app interprets what's in a picture using a form of artificial intelligence that recognizes faces and objects. The iPhone's built-in screen reader, VoiceOver, must be turned on for Facebook's photo descriptions to be read. For now, the feature will only be available in English. The descriptions initially will be confined to a vocabulary of 100 words and a restriction that will prevent the computer from providing a lot of details. Eventually, though, Facebook hopes to refine the technology so it provides more precise descriptions and even answers questions that a user might pose about a particular photo. Until now, people relying on screen readers on Facebook would only hear that a person had shared a photo without any elaboration. The vocabulary of Facebook's photo recognition program includes words like car, sky, dessert, baby, shoes, and of course, selfie. Okay, scenic train rides in North Carolina, and of course this is gearing up just because of the spring and summer season coming up. Some of the trains run year-round, others do not. Right here in the Triangle, about 30 miles southwest of Raleigh, there's the New Hope Valley Railway located in Bonsall. Hour-long excursions run over 4.5 miles of track, with open-air passenger cars pulled by either diesel or steam locomotives. Typically, the weekend ride days are the second Sunday and last Saturday of each month during the season. Weekday ride days are held the fourth Friday of each month, April to September. And new this year, ride days held the second Wednesday of the month, May to September. Check the website for details on ride times as well as special events. And that web address, TriangleTrain.com. It's recommended you purchase tickets online. If you're headed for the mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad in Bryson City offers Nantahala Gorge and Tuckasegee River excursions over the old tracks of the Western North Carolina Railroad. 44-mile-long Nantahala Gorge trips proceed along the Tuckasegee River into the Nantahala River Gorge after crossing the Fontana Lake Trestle. The ride takes about 4.5 hours. Tuckasegee River trips last 4 hours and are 32 miles round trip. Trains travel along the river and through the Coe Tunnel and stop in Dillsboro for a shopping and dining break. Parts of the movie The Fugitive were filmed along this route. Tickets for excursions and special events can be purchased online at GSMR.com. Again, that's GSMR, which of course stands for the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad. And that's in Bryson City. I have traveled that. It is a beautiful train ride. Don't forget about Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock. Tweetsie Railroad began operations in 1957, and over the years, a theme park was developed around the 3-mile-long train ride. Tweetsie operates 2 coal-fired narrow-gauge engines on track that crosses trestles and climbs the mountain behind the park. Tweetsie is open Friday through Sunday during April, May, September, and October. June through August, Tweetsie is open 7 days a week. Information on the park, special events, and train excursion tickets can be found online at tweetsie.com. And, of course, you can't forget the North Carolina Transportation Museum. The museum is located on the site of the Southern Railway Steam Locomotive Repair Facility in Spencer. The story of the Spencer shops reaches back more than a century. In 1894, famed New York financier J.P. Morgan created the Southern Railway. The new Spencer shop complex began in 1896, was located halfway between Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Spencer Shop's mission was to repair steam locomotives that hauled Southern's passenger trains and freight trains filled with North Carolina furniture, textiles, tobacco, and produce. For many years, between 2,500 and 3,000 people worked in those shops. The museum is largely devoted to the state's railroad industry. However, its collection also includes exhibits of gorgeous automobiles and aircraft. It is the largest repository of rail relics in North and South Carolina and averages 80,000 visitors annually. Details regarding the museum and hours of operation can be found online at nctrans.org. That's N-C-T-R-A-N-S, nctrans.org. Another one, I rode the railroad there. Also went through or took a ride on the roundabout. Really cool stuff. Great place to visit. Great place to take the kids. Okay, Carolina Music Festival's coming up April 16th. It is the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh. That's at the Pitt Restaurant in downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District. April 22nd through the 24th, the North Carolina Disc Jam that's in Mebane, and that takes place at Lynch Farm. April 23rd, it is Rocky Fest. This is in Hiddenite. Rocky Fest is mostly a day of climbing, rappelling, and trail runs, but among the other festivities is a slate of live music performances and a picking tent. The festival site is Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. 28th through the 30th of April, it's Family Style Bluegrass Music Festival in Roxboro. Mike and Debbie Wilson, longtime partners with John Manis at the Bass Mountain Bluegrass Festival, carry on the tradition of family bluegrass shows at their own venue and also present a May Beach Music Festival. The festival site is Willow Oak Park. April 28th through May 1st, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. Merle Fest is one of the country's best music festivals, features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. Some bands play a single show, but many artists play several shows throughout the weekend and sit in with other bands and performers. The festival honors the late Merle Watson and the Doc Watson family, and is a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College. That is a biggie. April 29th and 30th, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival. This is in Stella. April 29th through May 1st, it's the French Broad River Festival in Hot Springs. April 30th, the Triangle Beach Music Festival will be held in Greenville. The Triangle Beach Music Festival relocates from Garner in Wake County to Greenville for this year. Festival site is the Pitt County Fairgrounds. May 5 through 7, it's the Doyle, Lawson, and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival. This is in Denton. The festival's in its 35th year. Festival site, Denton Farm Park. May 5th through the 8th, Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. May 6 and 7, the North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival in Huntersville. The festival site is the historic Rural Hill. May 6 and 7, Bass Mountain Boogie and Snow Camp. Rock and beach music in the afternoon and evening shows in a campground setting. Festival site is Cane Creek Campground. May 6 and 7 also, Asheville Electro Music Festival, and takes place in Black Mountain. Festival site is White Horse Black Mountain. May 6 through the 8th is Art of Cool Festival in Durham. May 6 through the 8th, Carolina Rebellion, Concord. And May 12th through the 15th is LEAF in Black Mountain, the semi-annual LEAF Lake Eden Arts Festival. Embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors at a mountain camp well appointed for weekend festivals. That's at Camp Rockmount. The North Carolina Science Festival is going on now through April 24th. The North Carolina Science Festival is a series of science-themed events in towns and cities across North Carolina. The annual celebration usually offers more than 400 events, most of them free and open to the public. The events are hosted by all kinds of community sites, including libraries, museums, schools, community colleges, universities, and even businesses. Among the partnerships this year, the North Carolina State Parks. They're planning to offer citizen science programs with collection of real data in all 41 state parks during this year's festival. More on the Science Festival and upcoming events around the state can be found online at ncsciencefestival.org. Speaking of festivals, we got a list of several of the North Carolina festivals and events coming up. April 13th through the 17th is the Grifton Shad Festival. April 15th, A Taste of Duplin and More, that's in Kenansville. April 15 and 16, Firehouse Barbecue Cook-Off, that's in Kings Mountain. April 16th, Arbor Day, Statesville. April 22nd and 23rd, North Carolina Pickle Festival, Warehouse, Mount Olive. Again, that's the North Carolina Pickle Festival. Okay, some Dogwood Festivals, April 22nd through the 24th, Fayetteville and Farmville. Both celebrate Dogwood Festivals. Mebane also has one. Theirs is April 22nd and 23rd. Also on those dates, the Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington and the Cherry Blossom Festival in Cherryville. April 30th and May 1st, Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. April 30th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Cary. Shining Rock River Fest in Canton, May Days Festival, Town of Longview, Washington Marine Market, Little Washington, and Fire on the Mountain Blacksmith Festival in Spruce Pine. Again, that's April 30th. Okay, May 5th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. May 6th through the 8th, Kernersville Spring Folly. This is a cool one. May 6th and 7th, Jiggy with the Piggy, Arts and Crafts in Kannapolis. Also on those dates, the Nashville Blooming Festival and the Barbecue Festival on the Noose in Kinston. Whew. May 7th, Carthage Buggy Festival, the Taylorsville Apple Blossom Festival, Ham and Yam Festival in Smithfield, Jacksonville Jamboree, and in Lexington, the Multicultural Festival. Those were all on May 7th. May 13 and 14, it is the Carolina Strawberry Festival in Wallace. The Carolina Roots Music Fest is also the 13th and 14th in Statesville. May 14 and 15, Race City. May 14th and 15th, Race City Festival in Mooresville. May 15th, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. The 4th Annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival is Friday, April 15th, the Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of Southernness. Their goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. Again, that's the 15th of April, and it all starts at 6 p.m. American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn free concert series returns Thursday evenings this year from May 12th through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 o'clock and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. Kicking off the season on May 12th will be the old ceremony with the Backsliders. June 2nd, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with the Josh Daniel Mark Schimmick Project. And June 16th, Billy Strings with Town Mountain. And like I said, the series of free concerts runs through September 8th. Upcoming audio described performances, is April 17th and 20th. Charlotte's Web, Raleigh Little Theater, part of the Youth Series this year. A tale of friendship and loyalty. The end of the season could mean that Wilbur the Pig ends up as dinner. But with the help of his friend Charlotte, the Gray Spider, they hatch a plan to save him and make it to the county fair. That's April 17th and 20th, Raleigh Little Theater. Thursday, April 21st, Cabaret at Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, at 7:30. Saturday, May 7th, North Carolina Theater, it's WIT, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Winner of the 1999 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, WIT tells the story of Vivian Baring, Ph.D., a renowned professor of English who has been diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer. Saturday, May 7th, it's 42nd Street, DPAC at 8 p.m., 42nd Street, of course, tells the story of a starry-eyed young dancer named Peggy who leaves her Allentown home and travels to New York to audition for the new Broadway musical Pretty Lady. Also on the list for audio-described performances, Sunday, May 15th, it's Beer Town, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, May 15th, Lyle the Crocodile. This is at Cary Youth Theater at 3. And Saturday, May 28th, If Then, DPAC at 8 p.m. If Then is a contemporary Broadway musical about living in New York today. An additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. And we're now going to check on the list from the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Let's do that one again. 919-680-2787. And the Ticket Center, of course, is on Vivian Street in Durham. Or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Thursday, April 14th, a night with Janis Joplin. Friday, April 15th. Alton Brown Live, Eat Your Science. Saturday, April 16th, it is Celtic Woman, Destiny World Tour. April 19th through the 24th, Cabaret. As part of their 50th anniversary season, the critically acclaimed and award-winning Roundabout Theater Company is proud to present this Tony Award-winning production of Cabaret. Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, it is Carolina Ballet Presents Macbeth. Not since founding artistic director Robert Weiss created his Swan Lake in 2005 has there been as much anticipation as there is for the premiere of his new ballet based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. May 3rd through the 8th, it is 42nd Street. Again, we're going through performances at Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Wednesday, May 18th, it is Nan and Phil. The Amazing Tour is not on fire. Thursday, May 19th, Aretha Franklin. This is a rescheduled performance from January. Friday, May 20th, Making a Murderer's Dean Strang and Jerry Butting, a conversation on justice. Sunday, May 22nd, RuPaul's Drag Race Battle of the Seasons. Tuesday, May 24th through Sunday, May 29th, If Then. Saturday, June 4th, it is Kirk Franklin, 20 Years in One Night Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, June 7th through the 12th, it is Riverdance. June 16th through the 18th, Pelobas. Sunday, June 19th, it's Britt Floyd. That all occurring at the Durham Performing Arts Center, which is also known as DPAC. We'll switch to Raleigh for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there is 919-996-8700. April 14th through the 17th, it's Macbeth, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. April 15 and 16, Beethoven's Triple and Brahms Double, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, April 19th, Pucifer at Memorial Auditorium. April 19th through the 24th, The Realish Housewives of Raleigh, a parody, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, April 20th is Welcome to Night Vale. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. April 22nd and 23rd, Classical Mystery Tour, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. April 29th through May 9th, it is WIT, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. April 29 and 30, Beethoven's Violin Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, May 6th, A Day in Paris, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 7th, the Triangle Youth Brass Band and Triangle Youth Academy Brass Band at May Mandy Concert Hall. May 11th through the 22nd, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. May 12th through the 15th, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. And May 13 and 14, Grant conducts Mailer, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 both nights. Switching to the Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Sights and Sounds on Sunday's series, two events left. May 8th, Nuance Lyrique at 3 p.m., and this is its first North Carolina Museum of Art appearance. Let me take that back. In its first North Carolina Museum of Art appearance, this wonderful Asheville-based ensemble presents a concert of vocal chamber music, including pieces by several mid-20th century artists associated with Black Mountain College and the Asheville Art Museum. And on May 22nd, it is Boylan Brass at 3 p.m. Okay, the 2016 summer concerts coming up. Sunday, May 1st, it is Snarky Puppy. Friday, May 27th, Edwin Sharp and the Magic Zeros. Friday, June 10th, it is Lake Street Dive. Saturday, July 30th, Eileen Ivers, followed by a screening of Brooklyn. Saturday, August 13th, Iron and White. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 9th through the 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Okay, reminder that Moogfest is coming up. That has switched from Asheville to Durham. The dates, May 19th through the 22nd. By day, Moogfest is a platform for conversation and experimentation. By night, Moogfest presents cutting-edge music in venues throughout Durham. Again, Moogfest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Events coming up at North Hills. The Midtown Beach Music Series is back at North Hills for its ninth season, Thursday nights at the Commons. And we'll start off with April 21st, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. April 28th, Liquid Pleasure. May 5th, The Catalinas. May 12th, Band of Oz. May 19th, Too Much Sylvia. And ending May on the 26th, Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. Of course, like I said, the Beach Music Series runs through August 11th. I just saw it. Also at North Hills, the Midtown Music Fest, 2 to 9 p.m. at Midtown Park on April 30th. And the Midtown Bluegrass Series returns with concerts set for May 15th and September 18th at Midtown Park. On Kerry's 2016 Sertoma Series list, we find on Saturday, May 14th, Mile 12, Saturday, June 11th, the Honey Dewdrops, Friday, June 17th, Triangle Brass Band, Saturday, July 9th, the Harris Brothers, and Saturday, August 13th, Charm City Junction. Part of Kerry's Starlight Concert Series, the Starlight Concert Series is a lively series of free Friday night concerts that features musical styles from near and far. Each concert takes place in the beautiful gardens of Paige Walker Arts and History Center. May 20th, Polka Night with Polka Plus Band. June 10th, it's Crackdown. June 24th, Celebration of Bluegrass. And this is presented in part by the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, a.k.a. Pinecone. All right, July 8th, Kerry Starlight Series, Lounge Doctors. The performance starts at 7 o'clock. July 29th, it is Jamrock. And please note, food and lawn chairs are permitted, but please leave alcoholic beverages and your pets at home. Concerts may be canceled or rescheduled in the event of inclement weather. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.